Best lover I ever had, Steve Earle and the Dukes and Duchesses off of Terraplane, that fine release that just came out a few weeks ago. Desolation Angel Radio on a Thursday night. Kip Williams with you. I'm excited this week, let me tell you, because a lot of things fell together all at once. Dwight Yoakam put out a brand new album. Beth Hart put out a brand new album. I spent last weekend at the Juke Joint Festival in Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is incredible if you've never been. One wristband, $20, and you're in every joint in town all night long. All the stages outside, people like the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Jimbo Mathis, and the Tri-State Coalition, Alvin Youngblood Hart, Leo Bud Welch, Big George Brock, Lightning Malcolm. It just goes on and on and on. Brand new music, like I said, from Kara Clark, who's a friend, and a lot of music came out this week between Dwight Yoakam and some other people that is turning things on his head. Dwight Yoakam put out Secondhand Heart this week and went straight back to rockabilly in the bars. He basically looked at Nashville and the trash that is pop country and said, no, I'm going to do it my way. Beth Hart came out with a blues album that is absolutely insane. We're going to jump into the music. This set, we're going to hear Dwight Yoakam, Beth Hart, second set of the night. We'll hear any music from Kara Clark all throughout the night. We'll hear the blues and country and rock and soul the way you always hear it on Desolation Angel Radio. Dwight Yoakam, Liar.
You gotta record this anyway just for kicks, Sam.
Go to drink. I say to the man, this shit helps me think. He says, who you fooling? Yeah, I know your type. A dead woman walking, maybe he's gay. With a smile on my face, without a warning, my fear was erased. So I put on a new pair, a good walking shoes. I woke up this morning, laughing the blues.
Smile.
Let's jump a train. The Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Let me tell you something, folks. If that kind of music does not make you feel good, if that kind of music does not make you want to jump and shout, to quote the Rev Peyton, seek professional help. Seriously, pick a phone up and call somebody. Make an appointment. The whole point of music is to feel good. The Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band watched their set at the New Roxy in Clarksdale, Mississippi, during Jute Joint Festival last week. And before that, Shotgun Divorce with Lydia Loveless helping out Magnolia Mountain. Really interesting one just before that. Adriano Viterbini and Reed Turchi, both two guitar maestros, masters of slide guitar, off an album called Scrapyard that's a combination between the two of them. That cut's called Gira. And I love the fact that there's no rhythm section. It gives it a very late night feel. Before that, Beth Hart, Might As Well Smile, off the brand new one, Better Than Home. And I love that song. And Dwight Yoakam, Liar, off of Secondhand Heart. And that cut just smokes. And it is Dwight doing what he does best. And that's bringing real rockabilly and real rock and roll to country. Opening up this next set, Kara Clark is someone who I noticed on Facebook and through Reverb Nation and through a lot of different places. Two different independent records that she put out that were great. I played a lot of cuts here on Desolation Angel Radio. She has a new record that has come out. It will be available, I believe, in a couple of weeks. I talked to her via Facebook message the other night and said, Kara, what cut do you want me to play? And so the cut you're going to hear is from her. She has got a dynamite voice, and she definitely is country the way it ought to be. Country the way that people like Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline brought it forward, and she carries a grand tradition with her in doing it. She's a hell of a songwriter, and she's got a really great voice, Bulletproof, from Kara Clark.
I've got
I'm the sky we look so organized and brave. Walls that make up barricades and graves. Daddy's little empire built by hands and built by slaves. From the sky we look so organized and brave. In the heat I saw you from the dirt, drunken tears and tugging at your skirt. If only you could tell me then what part you got hurt. In the heat I saw you rising from the dirt. Shake my
like ribbons for her. house of my home. Well, time's good, baby. You wouldn't call me on the phone.
Are you guys ready to rock? Then put your hands together and make some noise. Alvin Youngblood Heart's Muscle Theory! We'll be right back.
You hate it when you stall. Sometimes it's the darkest place of all. When there ain't no sun shining through your window, and there ain't no one around to hear your song.
The Dead String Brothers. Love that cut. It's so Stonesy sounding. Before that, Alvin Youngblood, Heart and Muscle Theory, Big Mama's Door. Heard them last weekend at Juke Joint Festival. Jimmy Thackeray, Monkey. Gretchen Peters, Black Ribbons. Jason Isbell, Flying Over Water. And we open with Kara Clark with Bulletproof. Look for that new album. It will be well worth your time. Desolation Angel Radio on a Thursday night. Kip Williams with you. Gangsta Grass wrote the theme song to the hit television show Justified, which just finished up its entire series, I think, this last Tuesday night. I don't have a TV, so whatever I get, I watch on Netflix or Hulu, so I don't know TV schedules. But Long Hard Time to Come, that title theme from Justified. They just put out a new album called American Music, which is a really interesting mix of rap and hip-hop and bluegrass. And this take on John Henry, the classic story of John Henry, is absolutely stunning. Throw some other ones in there. Maybe some more Dwight Yoakam. Desolation Angel Radio on a Thursday night. Kip Williams with you.
Slavery before he was barely more than a baby. He fought all the way. He died with a hammer in his hand, passing in pieces of railroad, down with the grease of his elbow, pounding the steel with a power he wielded, and made it look easy as Velcro. Even though he couldn't really leave when he fell, though, he said the union prevailed and trying to free him. Yet stupid as hell to say he had his freedom. Yet trapped in the system, black men and women have been captured in prison. Gangs are committing an act that you catch him a slap on the wrist if they actually did it, and I have to predict more than half of them. A tragic predicament. Many even passed because of gassy conditions. One day a man came and said, honest to Jesus, I got a machine that lays a track faster than any man on your team. John picked up his hammer, lifted his hand up and said, well, I'm gonna beat.
Well, John Henry started on the right side, and the steam drill started on the left. Said before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna hammer my food.
Started charging at a speed that you hardly could believe. His heart against the steam engine, the extreme tension of the product of a man against the strongest ever seen. He swung with a force so relentless, forming momentum, a Thor in the vest. Before he had sweat his first drop, he heard pots swinging from the trail, like he might have just worn out his engine. People were collect, they were neck and neck. The steam drill is equal at almost every step. He passed the machine with a gas in between every breath. Couldn't feel his legs like Professor X. John was at the home stretch. Something in his dome went wrong as he drove that long glass spiking like lightning. The blood vessel burst and he fell to the earth, but he showed them all. Now, John Henry was a champion of a man. His hourglass just ran out of sand. His wife was crying because it happened as he planned. He died with his pride and his hammer in his hand.
John Henry, he said to his captain, when a man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna die with a hammer in my hand. Oh, I'm dying with a hammer in my hand.
From time. baseball, energy and oil. A bit framing out potatoes made of just a common horror. But she has no time for common folk, the Harry Diana Gilmore. And as the sun goes down on that one up in the sky, she has a regal bearing, even though she's gonna die. Her family gathers around with gold and jewels and rings, much of which was paid for by Saudi Arabian kings. And that stranger on the plane came to say adieu, but she looked at him
in the joint of my little toe, and a garter snake bit my knee by the bend of the little St. Joe. Honey, that's Missouri, the land of the dust and the toe. Wonderful town, Chicken Row. Once I had a scorpion on the lobe of my good right ear, and a great, great grandma who could hear what she wanted to hear. Honey, that's Missouri, the land where the sky overflows. Wonderful town, Chicken Row. While the cool room banjo play the end to each day. Night so quiet you could hear a mouse tipping through the parlor of a boarding. Once I got a sunburn on the back of my itching neck, took a ride with a girl in a Model T, and died in a wonderful wreck. Honey, that's Missouri, the land that the Lord never knows. Wonderful time,
Chicken Row. Oh, I am a man of constant sorrow. Word.
upon this train. Perhaps I'll die upon this train.
Gone to Texas, Mike Zito and the Wheel. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been on the air an hour, and there are a large number of thunderstorms rolling through the area. Really vicious ones. Lights have already flickered three times, and when that happens, that means you only got one more time before you lose all the power. So I'm going to shut all this equipment down here, this nice expensive equipment. Thank you for sticking with me for this hour. Thank you for being part of Desolation Angel Radio, and we will see you again next week.